ربنا
Supplication is the wealth of the believer and the bridge by which one achieves proximity to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Exalted.
A path to salvation, a way to connect the two worlds. On the program, Bridge.
You're listening to the program Bridge on RIB English Radio with Sheikh Al Musavi.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان اللعين الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وعجل فرجهم. Brothers and sisters, dear listeners, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and welcome to IRIB English Radio, and you are listening to the program Bridge. We are looking at anger through the supplication of Imam Sajjad Salamullah Alayhi, supplication number 8, verse number 1. And it is the second vice the Imam seeks refuge in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In previous episodes, we spoke so much about the causes of anger, effects of anger, what is anger, what is good anger, what is bad anger. Now we want to end with how do we fix anger itself? Where do we begin? Now, there are many things that the teachers of akhlaq, the teachers of morality, and those who deal with ethics, they give us many prescriptions for us to have in order for us to treat anger as a disease or as a mental disease or as a vice to begin with. Among the things that we need to keep in mind, one of the treatments to anger is the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, dhikrullah. When a person is closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he is further and far away from shaitan. That's just a natural thing. So the more a person seeks nearness to Allah, seeks refuge in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from shaitan, the closer he is to Allah, which means the less, or he won't get angry at anymore, because he has Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in his system. Shaitan is himself, what he does, he comes to the mind of a person and puts thoughts and ideas in his head that tries to ignite anger to begin with. Let's leave it with that thought and we will continue right after the break.
Rabbana,
a path to salvation. A way to connect the two worlds.
A bridge between Allah and His creation.
A bridge that is meant to take us to Allah, to take us to His proximity. A bridge that is in the form of dua and supplication.
In this program, we offer commentary on the du'as of As-Sahifatu Sajjadiyah of Imam Sajjad alayhi salatu wasalam.
The famous book of litanies, the Psalms of Islam.
Bridge.
Rabbana.
Welcome back, brothers and sisters, and you are listening to the program Bridge, coming to you from IRIB English Radio. So we said that shaitan, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala curse him, he comes to the mind of a person, whispers, and he tries to ignite his imagination in illusions and put illusions in his mind that leads a person to commit sins, amongst of which anger. But the more this imagination, the more this mind is in remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the harder it is for shaitan to get in. The shaitan will only find it easy to get into my head and your head when he finds out that it is empty, Allah does not exist in it. Therefore, when we look at the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, even he himself says, when shaitan comes to you and he tries to, tempt you, فَاسْتَعَذْ بِاللَّهِ إِنَّهُ سَمِيعٌ عَلِيمٌ. Seek refuge in Allah, because for he is the most hearing, the most knowledgeable. He knows what kind of condition you're in. So go back to him. When you feel that you're getting angry, remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then Allah continues in the same verse, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ اتَّقَوْا, for those who try to protect themselves, for those who have piety, إِذَا مَسَّهُمْ طَائِفٌ مِّنَ الشَّيْطَانِ, when shaitan comes to them and tries to overtake them, تَذَكَّرُوا, they remembered, فَإِذَا هُمْ مُبْصِرُونَ, then they would open their eyes. So imagine this, and instead of anger, when shaitan comes and tries to take over a person's system, and when he's in that state, and all of a sudden that person remembers Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he wakes up. He's like, Astaghfirullah, let me hold myself. It's not worth it. And he just stops and pauses, and then he goes back to his natural ways. But if he does not remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, shaitan will continue that ride until the person is in a full anger mode. So we have to be very careful in this regard. So a person needs to be constantly remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to defeat shaitan, to defeat these whispers, to defeat these imaginations that shaitan tries to put in our heads. Otherwise, we will lose the battle before it starts. So a mu'min needs to have Allah in his mind constantly, or at least as much as he can. Let us take a break and then we continue right after.
Stay tuned to the IRIB English Radio.
Welcome back, brothers and sisters, and you are listening to the program Bridge, coming to you from IRIB English Radio. We said one of the best methods to cure anger is the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we said that shaitan comes in the absence of Allah in the mind of a person. Therefore, we need to constantly try to cleanse ourselves from shaitan and all the things that he leaves behind from thoughts and whispers. That's why, for example, Allah in the Quran says, or the ahadith, they say, when this comes to you and you feel that you're in a stage of anger, say, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. I seek refuge in Allah from shaitan. You get angry, for whatever reason it is, pause and seek isti'adha, seek refuge in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by just saying, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. One. Two, in other narrations says that when you get angry, also say, لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم. There is no power that anyone can seek but the power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah the Almighty. لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله. Two words, three words. You say them and that should calm you down. Not just to say them out of frustration. No, you say them as a way to calm yourself down. In other narrations says, أن يضع خده على الأرض. That when you get angry, go down, put your cheeks on the floor. أو يسجد لله تعالى. Or prostrate to Allah. Go on the set of sajda. That should suck all the anger out of your system. And other riwayat also says, for example, if you're angry, go do wudu, which also reminds you of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If you are sitting, stand. If you are standing, sit. If you're laying down, get up. And just change the position that you are in. Trying to constantly keep yourself aware of your surroundings. Because once you get angry and you lose control of it, that one becomes very devastating. It becomes very hard to control. So remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the way to go when it comes to anger. And that's something that we need to keep in mind. A mu'min, a believer, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is constantly in his mind, which inshallah, he is constantly in yours as well. Thank you for listening. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Sheikh Al-Musawi in the program Bridge on IRIB English Radio.
هرگز نگیرد تا ابد آقا کسی جای تو را هرگز مخواه از کف دهم عشق و تولای تو را یا سجاد.